This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Said to be one of the hottest new trans DJs and producers to emerge from Holland in the last couple of years, recommended by the mighty Tiësto. Welcome to the Hump Day Crew, Richard Durand.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Now, it's been about a year since the Hump Day Crew spoke to you. Last time you were here for Trans Energy in Australia. How did you find that?
Well, that was a big moment for me because I did the 2007 The God's Kitchen Tour, and well, it was nice, and but the Trans Energy was way better, I think. It was better organized, and it's the venues were bigger, and I think the Melbourne gig for me was one of the highlights of last year. You know, it was for me. I started in the light, and my set was closed in the evening. You know, when it was dark, so it was amazing atmosphere.
I bet. When you play at Sensation this year, will this be your third time into Australia?
Yeah, it's my third time in Australia, yeah.
Obviously, Sensation is an amazing gig to play at. You're in the main studio. Have you played at a Sensation gig before?
Yeah, I played in Poland a few months ago, and that's a way smaller gig, Sensation. I think it was one of the smaller Sensations. But I also had a closing set after Sebastian Ingrosso, and it was very nice to play. Of course, it's a little bit strange because actually I'm a little bit more trance DJ than a house DJ, and of course Sensation is more like a house fest. And but I changed my set a little bit, you know, not too hard trance and a little bit more to house, but it's going to be my sound. Actually, I did a few remixes of mine, and just made it into house music. So it was looking forward to play.
Is it a bit of a challenge having to alter your genre a little bit?
Because I did the Poland Sensation already a few months ago. So and for that gig I changed Always the Sun, I changed Madagascar, and a little bit more in housey stuff. So you know my music was not more, you know, not more trance, but more housey stuff. But yeah, I think it still got a lot of energy and a little bit harder than house, but it's not going to be a trance set. You know, I think it's also not good to do when you're playing on the house festival.
One of the other things, apart from Sensation just being about the great DJs that are playing from all around the world, is you have everything else happening in the stadium. You've got people falling from the roof and water fountains and fire and pyrotechnics. What's that like? What are you looking forward to about playing in a gig like that with that whole show kind of happening around you?
Well, I think it's very... actually, I'm not sure. The DJ booth is also in the middle of the venue. I'm not sure.
Yes, it is.
Middle. It's kind of strange because it's turning around, you know. And so every time when you play, you have different audience in front of you. And so sometimes it's a little bit strange because you know you're playing a record, and you know when you have your break the best part of the track, and then you are standing for a different audience.
Yeah,
it changes all the time. So that's a little bit strange. But yeah, I think it's nice for more people can see you. I think it's a strange atmosphere, but I think it's a really good one.
It must be interesting to play in different venues around the world and different things. One place I was interested that you played it recently back in November was in Moscow in Russia. What was it like gigging in Russia?
Well, that's the same. Moscow is a way different than St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg is more a city where I think for days now is dance music, dance festivals, more like Poland. You know, there are a few big promoters. And Moscow, I didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe it's going to be not nice, but it was one of the best gigs I had so far. And the people were so enthusiastic, and they knew every song. And yeah, that's for me, you know, when you think and you expect it's going to be not really nice, and it's the opposite. This is the best thing you can have as a DJ.
One of the other interesting things I found out about you is you have your own iPhone application, Richard Duran. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, this is typical. My manager. I work with my company. We have this company together, and he's always into the new stuff. So he was one of the first. I was the first DJ in the world. I had an iPhone application. So a lot of DJs and managers were calling to my manager. How did you do that? And can we?
And how do we get one?
So this. Yeah, so that well, it's nice, you know. I think it's good to do, when there's something new, I think it's good to use it. And maybe in a few years, Twitter's not exist anymore, and maybe it's one of the biggest thing on the internet. But I think it's good to be there when it starts, you know.
For sure. And I did notice you do have a Twitter account. Are you a big Twitterer?
Well, sometimes, I'm not really a big Twitter. I just let know where I am and what I do, but not really. Some guys are twittering. Yeah, I'm on the couch now, and I'm walking outside, and I'm going to the shop, and I'm not really twittering that yet. Maybe it's going to be better in next year.
Yeah. Now, more importantly, one thing, you've been rising up in the DJ Mag chart over the last 3 years. You entered at 91 in 2007, went up to 66 last year, and you're in the top 50 for the first time, landing in 49 in 2009. Mm-hmm. Do you pay attention to the DJ charts, and that one in particular, the DJ Mag chart?
Or I put attention?
Yeah, do you take that seriously, or is that just a nice pat on the back for how well you're doing?
Yeah, of course. I think it's like Oscars for music, you know. It's of course there are very known big DJs maybe, and they are not in the list, but are in the list, and and I can choose, or I'm going to be on number 80 or number 10. I choose for number 10 because that's way better. I think a lot of promoters all around the world sees you then, and they want to book you, and then you have to reveal that you play for big people and new people every time, and that's good for play your music in so much people, you know. That's very important, I think.
For sure. Obviously, on New Year's Eve, one thing that people might be thinking about is their New Year's resolutions or what they plan for 2010. What has Richard Duran got planned for 2010?
Well, I got a few things coming up. We want to do a radio show somewhere in the beginning of the summer, maybe a little bit earlier. We're not sure what time, and we're going to be maybe 2 week leaks like that, for two times in a month, and compilation CD maybe also, and of course a lot of new tracks and a few remixes, and that's going to be it. And I think I'm going to play way more gigs in the US next year, so yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty busy year, and of course the summer is always busy, so yeah, it's going to be good.
Richard Duran, thank you very much for having a chat to us today. We look forward to seeing you in the main area, closing down Sensation on New Year's Eve here at Eddie Head Stadium. We look forward to having you back in Australia as well. Thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, happy New Year and good 2010.
Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.